So we'll say in Parshas Truma, we have the great zuchus to be able to read about the creation and fabrication of the Mishkan. And amongst the various kalim that we learn about is the Aron. So we know again the Aron was unique in that it was constructed of three distinct boxes. And again, outer box of gold, inner middle box of wood, inner box of gold. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Maseches Yuma says that the beauty of the Aron, which contained the Torah, was that it had an outside of gold and an inside of gold. So the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, quotes a statement from Rava that you see from here something amazing. The Aron represents the Talmud Chacham. Represents Talmud Chacham. So what do you see about the Talmud Chacham over here? The Talmud Chacham has to be Tocho Kibaro. That the Talmud Chacham has to be the same on the inside. His inside has to be like the outside. What Rav is telling us is that halacha lemaisa, sometimes we're very good at projecting a beautiful, pristine, and holy external image, but on the inside, I'm exceptionally broken. The goal in life is to be like the Aron, to be gold on the inside, and to be gold on the outside. And therefore, Rava says, "Kol tamid chacham she'enu tocho kibaro eno tamid chacham." Rava says again, if you're not gold on the inside and the outside, you're only projecting the gold on the outside but not on the inside, then halacha lemaisa again, you are not a tamid chacham. I have to model myself like the Aron. I have to project not only an image of gold on the outside, but ultimately, again, project the image of gold on the inside as well. So the Rebbe of Sadigura, is one of the sons of the Rishoner. So he says something absolutely amazing. So he says like this. He quotes the Gemara Maseches Brachos. So he says, what does this mean? Right? What does this mean to be gold on the inside and on the outside? See, so he quotes the Gemara Maseches Brachos. So we'll see, remember again, the Gemara talks about the idea that on the day, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. And one of the things, so on the day that they deposed, essentially deposed Rabbi Gamliel and appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in his stead. So remember again, the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did many things that day. One of the enactments he made was that he removed the guards from the entranceway of the Beis Medrash. Because the Gemara says, Sheminu es Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Silku l'shomer ha-Pesach, v'nitlo l'mishus l'tamid l'mikonis. Shaya Rabbi Gamliel machriz v'omer, kol talmid she'ein tocho kibaro, l'ikonis l'beis ha-Medrash. Because Rabbi Gamliel had a rule. What was the rule? He said entry was only granted for Talmidei Chachamim who were tocham kibarim. Right? Your inside has to be like your outside. Right? If your inside is not like your outside, like the Aron HaBris, then you can't come in. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah removed the guards on the entrance of the Beis Medrash. And again, the Gemara says the Beis Medrash was packed. So the Rebbe of Sadigura says, tell me, how can you tell if someone's inside is like their outside? Or is, I don't understand. So the guard standing there at the doorway, right? So what's the pshat? Suddenly the guard is going to be able to tell, well, you know, you look genuine, you're not so genuine. You're gold on the outside, not on the inside. You're gold on the inside, not on the outside. So the Rebbe says, Umakshim, minayim yada shomer ha-Pesach litos, kol tam b'shei toko gibar l'ikanes b'yis ha-medrash. I'm sorry. Im minayim yada shomer ha-Pesach litos al tamid, im toko gibaro, im piv kilibo, hein kedei lios yodeh machshavos v'lachtor l'mitzpuni ha-leiv, tzarech ruach ha-kodesh. How could the guard standing at the entrance gate of the Beis Medrash possibly know which Talmud was Tocho Kibaro and which was, I will say, an incredible kasha, no? An incredible, incredible kasha. Hahezbo, listen to this. Achina daltos niskiru bifneako says there was something amazing. Rabbi Gamliel closed the doors of the Beis Medrash. And the doors were closed. The doors were closed. Ela osa Talmud shebechol kocho maratzo. Something amazing. What Rabbi Gamliel did was he sealed the entranceways. He put a padlock on the doors. So what happens? I show up to the Beis Medrash and the doors are locked. So it says there are two different kinds of people in this world. Some people, when the door is locked, what do? They go home. And other people look for an open window. And other people look for a skylight, and other people look for a crack in the edifice. Says the Rebbe of Sadigura something amazing. If you're a Talmud who's tochel kibaro, you don't get turned away in life because of the closed doors. You find your way in to the Beis Medrash one way or another. Like Hillel through the skylight, or ultimately again in some other way. However you can get in, ultimately you find your way in. Says the Rebbe of Sadigura, that's what it means to be Tocho Kibaro. See, Rabosai, a lot of times in life we say we want certain things. I want Ruchnius, right? I want holiness. I want Kiddusha. I want Divekus. I want to be in Eved Hashem. But then what happens? I show up, I want it, and what happens? What happens? The doors are locked. And what do I say to myself? No, no, I tried. I tried. I tried my best. I showed up. Right, I came, I tried the doors, right? I jiggled the doors multiple times, it's locked. What am I supposed to do? I showed up, that's great, and I go home. Says the Rebbe of Sadigura, that's not Tocho Kibaro. If you're gold on the inside and on the outside, if you are the Aron Habris, then ultimately again, if you want something in life, you don't rest and you don't stop until you find it. And if the doors of the Beis Medrash are closed, you find an open window. You find an open skylight. And if all the windows are closed, you know what? Sometimes you have to smash some windows in life also. Right? We live in Baltimore. That happens all the time. Right? Sometimes you have to smash some windows, ultimately again, to get what you want out of life. See, sometimes we talk about what we want, but we're not really willing to do the hard work to get it. We talk about what we want, but as soon as the doors are closed, no, no, I tried, what more can I do? Rabbi said the Talmud Chacham, the individual who is gold on the inside and the outside, the individual who is Tochel Kibaro, when he wants something out of life, he stops at nothing to get it. And even if the doors are closed, he finds another way in. Rabbi said, may we be Zoch Amir Tzashem, to actualize our own identity, to become gold on the inside and on the outside, and even if the doors of accomplishment are locked, to find the courage to find another way in. Shabbos.